Hare, Brother and Sister, Robert. St. Helena, California, January 22, 1901. Dear Brother and Sister Robert Hare, I wish I could see you and converse with you. I could do this much better than to write with my pen. I am very weary. I cannot write much, but will come right to the point. I would suggest that fewer stories be put in the Bible Echo, and that we have more of that matter which is appropriate to the title, Bible Echo. We can find all these stories in any place where we may go, but what we need in this late day is not stories to amuse, but present truth to enlighten. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5, verse 14. Would it not be more appropriate in this perilous time to show keen perception in selecting appropriate matter from the books which have been printed, such as Desire of Ages, Patriarchs and Prophets, Great Controversy, and the many testimonies which are light to shine forth to the people? Let us have the things which are meet in due season. You can, with keen judgment, select matter that will be more spiritual, nourishing food to help the people. As a living testimony from God, work through this matter He has presented and bidden to be published for the benefit of His people. I have no time to write more now. We want you to wake up and give to the people truths that they need. We have an interest and love for you both, and we want you to give meat in due season. The Echo costs money and is scattered largely, and it should express the different truths for this time in the most acceptable, interesting form. There is no dearth of matter. You can draw from any books I have published at the instruction of God. I will not say more now. I hope you will be wide awake and crowd living principles of truth before the people. In much love.